Once in a while, something comes across your desk and you just can't ignore it. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Yesterday was one of those days. Normally, we don't do commentary on other media outlets' lists.
I do every day. That's all I talk about. If you give me a list, I can't. A mock draft or a list, I am federally required to click on it, Maggie. You know that about me.
It's good to know. And you have a lifetime appointment. You're like a Supreme Court in that way.
Yeah.
So this one caught our eye. So thank you, ESPN, if you've ever heard of them. They did the top 25 college football players since 2000.
Mm-hmm.
So this is like catnip for people like us, and I'm sure even for you guys who are listening wherever you are across this great country. So we're just going to go with the top five, because I think that's really where the egregious stuff starts to happen, and tell you the issues that we had with it. So again, they're doing top 25 college football players since 2000. Their first was Ndamukong Suh from Nebraska. Two was Baker Mayfield. Three was Cam Newton. Four, Vince Young. And five was Ed Reed. Perloff, you were most aggrieved by which selection?
Oh, well, of that group, actually, not Ndamukong Suh, but Baker Mayfield, number two, because he was totally a system quarterback. He was really good, but what's the difference between Jalen Hurts at Oklahoma, Baker Mayfield, and Kyler Murray at Oklahoma? So he was great, don't get me wrong, but we're talking best 25. He has to go lower on the list. Now, Ndamukong Suh is such an outlier. He's the craziest defensive player I've ever seen. So if you're going to put a non-quarterback there, I'm actually okay with that. I thought that was a pretty clever little thing. He was dominant, but he was in a different lane. If I did the list, I would just do five quarterbacks. And that means I would keep, I know there's a guy you're going to put on there. I would just, because they win the Heisman because they're the most important player. They're the highest paid players. Those are the figures that jump out to me.
Well, back then they weren't paid, allegedly. Is that what you're talking about?
No, I'm saying they're paid the most in the NFL now, but it's their most important position. They touch the ball every time. Like they are, for example, just like how Joe Burrow is not very high on the list. There's no way, even in Ndamukong Suh, there's no way he was a better college football player than Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow had the greatest college football season a quarterback's ever had, for example. And even if Suh was the best defensive tackle ever, it doesn't matter. You got to put quarterbacks.
Okay, so here's a question. If you're trying to determine who is the greatest college football player since 2000, Joe Burrow, you're right, has one of the all-time great seasons. He was completing over 75% of his passes. The college football playoff was an all-time great run. I mean, he's got it all. But it was only one season. Like, it came on at the end of the season before, but it really only was one season. I think the biggest misstep made by this list, and again, you're doing the best you can. How Tim Tebow is not number one on this list is beyond me. How, over multiple seasons, Perloff, multiple seasons, and if you want to know my list, I put Tebow 1, Reggie Bush 2, Vince Young 3, Ed Reed 4, and Suh 5. So I do appreciate Ed Reed. I do appreciate Suh. But if you're telling me the top three college football players since 2000, to me it's Tebow, it's Bush, and it's Vince Young.
There's just no – you're saying Tim Tebow is a better college football player than Vince Young.
Dude, I mean, I'm looking at him doing it over multiple seasons. Vince Young was up and down over the first few seasons and then put together an all-time season, an all-time great game, obviously.
But he's Vince Young. He's obviously the best player that we ever saw. I mean – I guess I'd taken a small sample size. I don't know. Where was Reggie Bush? Sorry, two. So
Reggie Bush is one of the greatest players I've ever seen.
Yeah, Reggie Bush was amazing. I'm sorry, he's not better than Vince Young. I mean, Vince Young won the game.
Okay, but
it's the most important college football game of all time since I've been alive, and Vince Young won.
Okay.
So that matters.
But Reggie Bush had won already.
Yeah, because he didn't have to beat Vince Young in the title game. I mean, I've never seen, he was Superman.
See, I think Reggie Bush also was Superman throughout his USC career. Like, I felt like I was watching somebody who was not that he was playing the same sport. He was just on a totally different level than everyone else who was on the field. That's how I felt watching Reggie Bush. But I think why you wouldn't put Reggie Bush in your top three, we're talking about greatest college football player since 2000, is because no non-quarterback would break your list.
So my
would
list,
break your top five.
Yeah. I would go Vince Young 1, Cam Newton. I mean, his year was insane.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow 3, Tim Tebow 4. I have to admit, I did put Reggie Bush 5. I love Reggie Bush. And then I had, I also, for consideration, Where's Johnny Manziel on this list? That is one
Johnny's
of the most
not
stunning.
On the list.
He's not on the list. Jameis Winston's not on the list. Deshaun Watson's not on the list.
Watson is on the list.
Oh, he is. Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Lamar Jackson's way too low on the list. Like I would go. Trevor Lawrence is not get the merit he deserves. I think Jameis Winston's not even on the others considered.
No, he's not. He's nowhere.
So I'm sorry. I'm a quarterback guy. Because we're doing not all time. If you were doing the 80s and 90s, it'd be running back, running back, running back.
Sure.
But look at the game today, Maggie. It's quarterback. And by the way, I'm not even your two defensive guys. In Sue, I'm okay with. I'm not putting Ed Reed there.
Because you're putting Sean Taylor?
But I would put, no, I actually put Manti Te'o above him. I thought that was the most dominant college career I know.
Manti Te'o not on the list, not in the first 10 out.
Yeah, I mean, I actually looked at some of the Heisman guys for defensive players. Ndamukong Suh made a huge splash, but generally there was like Honey Badger made a splash. Jabril Peppers, Steve, Aiden Hutchinson. There are a bunch of guys, but I don't know. Ed Reed, maybe it's been a while. That Miami team was so good. Like, how do you know? I mean, there was just a pro at every spot.
Well, because he was the guy who stood out even from all those guys. I think Roy Williams would be the other one who you're like, well,
yeah.
I mean, and that was a long time ago too, and that was in the early 2000s. And he was so good.
He was the safety we're talking about, right?
Yeah, of course.
Not the receiver.
No, the safety.
Yeah, he might, wasn't even the best Roy Williams.
Oh, come on.
I don't know. It's hard for me to do. And there was a guy on the list. Here's my problem. The overall list, too. They did a lot of guys who are just based on their pro success. And I think that's why Ed Reed is 5.
Oh, no.
Well, they definitely did. Because Khalil Mack is 13.
Oh, they may have done that, but not
because
of Ed Reed.
I think so. I that's my opinion. Like, I think Ed Reed was a star in college, but we're talking the 25 most impactful college players. They did, like, Brian McKinney at 8. Larry Fitzgerald at 10 at Pitt. Terrell Suggs at 11. I think there was a lot of pro bias. Joe Thomas at 12. Khalil Mack at 13. I think there was a lot of NFL bias that snuck into this. So they saw these guys, and I think you can't help it. Like, were they really that great in college, or did they just Aaron Donald at 14? Like, you have two Pitt guys in the top 14. What are we doing here? This is college football. You know, you're right.
Yeah.
Like, what did Aaron Donald and Larry Fitzgerald do to be 10 spots below Tim Tebow? Tim Tebow won 2 titles. Well, 1.5. I mean, he wasn't starting the first one. But regardless, like, yeah, I just think this list is messed up.
I think if you're asking who is the greatest college football player since 2000, forget the list.
Yeah.
Who's your number one? We did a top 3, I think, to make it sort of, you know, easy to digest as you're sitting in your car or if you're at home and just getting your day started or winding down. But who's your number one at 855-212-4227 since the turn of the century only? So the Barry Sanders and the Thurman Thomases and those guys, we put in a different category. We're talking about since 2000, the greatest college football player ever. I don't know how you don't put Tebow at the top of the list.
How do you not put Vince Young at the top of the list? To me, I'm like just eyeballing Vince Young. Tim Tebow, as great as he was, remember like the Florida-Oklahoma national title game? Like he was throwing the ball into the ground just like he did in the NFL. I mean, it was just, he was a great running quarterback. It was a great system. It was a great team. He's an incredible leader. He had the speech, but some of that to me is symbolic. Listen, he was a fantastic college football player, but to me, it's just an eyeball thing. Like Vince Young, I've never seen a better college football player than Vince Young.
See, and you're talking about talent, right? And I'm talking about talent and winning.
I'm talking about performance. Yeah, I mean, the fact that Vince Young single-handedly, Michael Jordan style, won that title.
Yeah, and it was maybe the most important, impactful game of this century. I totally understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
And then I would put Reggie Bush. So I would put Tebow, Reggie Bush, and then Vince Young. I mean, there's a lot of amazing guys to choose from, but this is the kind of thing that sort of was revving our engine this morning.
Yeah. That.
Ndamukong Suh number one on this ESPN list, and then Baker Mayfield two.
I mean, Ndamukong Suh is like a grown man playing backyard football with his 8-year-old kids in the backyard. Another guy, by the way, who was like, that was Gerald McCoy at Oklahoma. He would, the quarterback would take a 3-step drop and Gerald McCoy would be meeting him there.
You know,
he was so
McCoy's
fast
not
in the
on
backfield.
This list.
I know. Well, I get it. Defense is hard to do. It's hard to do. Aiden Hutchinson, Will Anderson both got really high in Heisman voting, but it's hard.
Will Anderson's
defense.
On the list, Hutchinson is not.
Yeah, I just think it's hard. Hard to do defense. That's why I would have gone quarterback. I mean, if you were doing, just aside from any list of great college football players or NFL players, wouldn't you normally lean quarterback if everything was tied?
I mean, I generally do, but let's not pretend that it's been only quarterbacks who have been winning the Heisman. I mean, Devontae Smith just won the Heisman. We have had running backs a century who are still winning the Heisman.
Yeah.
It's still important. You're right about Manti Te'o, though, because was he probably the last highest defensive finisher in the Heisman Trophy voting?
We have to check that.
Hutchinson probably was the most
I think
most
Hutchinson
recent.
Came really high. How about J.J. Watt, too? He was a force in college. You know, the other thing, too, is how do you do offensive line? Like, listen, we could put Joe Thomas on the list, but as a fan...
And Bryant McKinney, who's also on the list.
Like, as a fan, come on, are you telling me that anyone really had the fan experience where they're like, oh, man, Joe Thomas is one of the greatest players
well,
I've ever
seen? Well, you go to a Wisconsin game, you know you're there. Just watch the lines.
that's actually probably true. I do remember it was the 90s, Orlando Pace. I'm like, what is that mountain that is moving across the line? But I think it's hard.
He wouldn't make this list. We're doing since 2000.
Right. No, I think it's hard to do the trenches. That's my point. Like, this is obviously the guys with the ball in their hand. You know, you have Reggie Bush.
Yep.
You know, that's tricky because USC had so much talent flowing through there. Obviously, Reggie Bush stood out, but there was also Leiner won a Heisman. They had great receivers, Lindale White. It was crazy system. Vince Young was a one-man team.
855-212-4227. We get it going with a simple question, not a simple answer. Who is the greatest college football player since 2000, since the turn of the century? I mean, let's just hit it, shall we? You guys want to talk about it? Let's do it. Darius, up first here, calling from Oklahoma, but not with a player who went to Oklahoma. Darius, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good. How y'all doing? I'm just going to make this real quick. I've watched all these guys that's on this top 25 list, and I went back and looked through it again. Some of it is just comedy. But Reggie Bush is the best college football player, the most dominant, the scariest guy from a defensive perspective. I mean, he made people run the ball differently, you know, as a runner. You know, the way he just carried the ball, his speed, his catching ability, everything he did at the college level was just dominant.
Yeah.
I'm just going to leave it at that and listen to you guys.
Appreciate you, Darius. I mean, he's my second. I put Tebow first. Maybe it's a little quarterback bias. Reggie Bush was on since 2000. Again, we're doing since 2000. He was unbelievable, and I like Darius's point, running the ball and catching the ball. It was both, and he did them both spectacularly.
No, he was fantastic. I actually was so, you know, went number two in the NFL draft. I would have bet anything that he was going to be an all-time superstar. Turned out to be kind of a good utility back, which everyone was so disappointed in because it was like his body could go three different. He was like the Matrix, go three different ways at once. Amazing.
He was the seventh ranked player on this ESPN list, if you want to get particularly agitated this morning. 855-212-4227. Wouldn't recommend it. You're welcome to weigh in. The greatest college football player since the year 2000. Let us know who would top your list. You want to watch the show? You can do it. We are on YouTube, youtube.com/InfinitySportsNetwork. On Twitch, if that's your thing, twitch.tv/InfinitySportsNetwork. And also on X, if you are into that. We are at Maggie Gray as of right now. We're going to take a quick break. We see you guys on the phones. You want to talk about who is the greatest college football player since 2000. It's Maggie and Perloff on the Infinity Sports Network.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff. Doing a little research in the break here, Maggie.
Yeah.
So you were right. The two defensive players to do well in the Heisman since 2000. We're talking about ESPN.com's list of top 25 college football players since 2000. Aiden Hutchinson came in second, and Manti Te'o came in second. But
both are not on the list and not even like an honorable mention on the list.
Yeah, they did have Ndamukong Suh number one. Suh was in the high up in the voting, too. Sorry, I have to grab that. But generally, I get that. Ndamukong Suh was got pretty famous. Maybe it was the name. He was a big deal in Nebraska. He was a rare... Like right now, I don't think we have a singular defensive player. There's only been a few. There was Jadeveon Clowney, Suh... Chase Young kind of flirted with that, I think. Like, guys who are just so ridiculous, they pop off the screen. But obviously, when you're doing any kind of list like this, offensive players jump up. And I think you and I disagree. I think it has to be a quarterback, number one. And I know you, number one and number two, number three, has to be quarterbacks. I know you put Reggie Bush number two.
I had to. I put Tim Tebow one, Reggie Bush two, and Vince Young three, if you're asking me the greatest college football player since 2000. And Sue was great, and Ed Reed was great, and Joe Burrow had an awesome year and Cam Newton had an awesome year. Yeah. But to me, these three guys are head and shoulders above because they did it for multiple years. We're asking you, who is the greatest college football player since 2000 at 855-212-4227? George is our pal in L.A. George, we'll have to talk about Matthew Stafford's reworked contract another time. Who do you have as your greatest college football player since 2000?
Well, actually, I got Aaron Donald, number one pick by good old Jeff Fisher, 79 Jeff Fisher. He was quite a performer at Pittsburgh, but, of course, I don't know. I just, my opinion.
Well, you'd be right, George, but I think to Perloff's point here, did any of what Aaron Donald did at the pro level, which has become the most dominant defensive player of the generation, arguably, did that cloud it? Because he obviously did get buzz at Pittsburgh, but they weren't like, he wasn't, that, I don't know, how many people were tuning in just to see Aaron Donald at Pittsburgh?
Well, see, the thing was about Aaron Donald, he wasn't very big.
Right.
He's not a real big guy. He's only maybe 5'11", 6 feet tall, but he's very thick, about 280, and he's extremely fast. And they just weren't used to that type of player probably back then. He was unusual. He wasn't a massive behemoth like Dominican Sue or one of these other guys.
Yeah.
But, you know, he was good in his own way.
Yeah. No, George, you're right. I remember actually being George, thanks for the call. And we'll talk about your Rams, like I said, another time. I remember being at the scouting combine and Aaron Donald was there and sitting at his press conference. And there was like maybe six people there. It was not that many people.
So Aaron Donald, I saw his, here are his stat numbers year by year. Freshman 2, 11, 5.5, and then 11. And he played pretty much the whole season. So he had a lot of sacks, but not like crazy number. Remember, he blew up at the Senior Bowl. He was the most famous postseason draft process pretty much ever. He got out on the field at the Senior Bowl. Everyone's like, whoa, what is this dude? And then the combine, he continued it. So I just don't get that pick.
Let's go to Kelly's in Houston. Good morning, Kelly.
Yes, sir. I'm calling in and a little bit of a homer, but I'm going to go with good old Colt McCoy out of Texas.
You would go Colt McCoy over Vince Young, the greatest college football player since 2000.
I'm going 2008 year. I'm 25, so I didn't get to really watch Vince play very much, okay. But that's mine.
Colt McCoy, well, remember, greatest college football player since 2000. It's a take, Kelly. It's a take.
Well, he was great.
it's a stretch. A little bit of a homer take.
Colt's
an all-time football. There is no doubt. Like, I don't think it's that big a stretch. Like, Colt McCoy is in the conversation.
It's just in college football. It's nothing. And can't take it off of his pro year, so.
Kelly, thank you for weighing in.
Yeah. It wasn't his fault. One of those monsters at Alabama, basically on the third play of the game, just blew him up like crazy in the college football final game. I mean, things could have gone a little differently. Colt McCoy was, like, I think of college, that's the thing. He's a guy, he's been a backup in the pros, but, like, that's a college football quarterback, Colt McCoy, pow, pow, with the guns. Like, I feel like he's an iconic college football player, too. Maybe not top five, the best ever, but he was a big deal, no doubt about it.
Yeah, I mean, and I get it, Kelly is 25 years old, so maybe he doesn't have the muscle memory of Vince Young, but Vince Young was definitely way better. I mean, I think Colt McCoy would tell you that.
Way better? Yeah, he was. But Colt McCoy was an all-time college football player. I bet you he's a College Football Hall of Fame. I mean, if he had won that title, so it was Marcel Darius who was the top 10 pick at Alabama, who basically just murdered him early in the game.
Marcel Darius not on this list.
Yeah, I don't think
he was awesome in college.
He was good.
The Bills took him, and then he was not as great.
But don't you think Colt McCoy belongs on this list? He does not feel like a straight. Someone said he's a top 25 college football player. It doesn't seem weird at all to me.
He did not make the list, and he did not make the first 10 out.
Yeah, either. But this list is stupid. This list is this list is way too pro-oriented. Khalil Mack at Buffalo is a better college football player. Yes, he was a better player, no doubt, but Colt McCoy was much more impactful on the sport. I guess I'm judging impact a little bit more. Like Joe Thomas, of course, was great. I'm sure he was amazing, but come on. Did the writer actually sit there and like say, wow, he's really protecting Brooks Bollinger, whoever the quarterback was in Wisconsin? I don't even.
He was road grading Perloff.
He's a
protecting.
Tackle, though. Yeah, I know. Okay. All right.
855-212-4227. The question is, who is the greatest college football player since the year 2000?
What about the recent guys? What about Caleb Williams? By the way, we have not even mentioned him. He was pretty, pretty awesome. But it doesn't feel like he belongs on this list because he never won.
So some of the more recent guys who are on the list would be the Will Anderson snuck in. We're talking about really, really recent. Will Anderson, I think, is the most recent guy.
Why Will Anderson over Caleb Williams? Just to mix it up a little bit?
Yeah, I'm not sure. But it's more about like the 2018 guys are kind of like the Jonathan Taylor snuck in, and obviously Baker, and Lamar Jackson is on this list. Devontae Smith was what, 2020? So that's pretty recent.
Yeah, I mean,
Kyler Murray's on this list.
I love Devontae Smith. Trust me, he's an Eagle. Devontae Smith was part of a gigantic system at Alabama where just super.
All-time team.
Is he better than all the other receivers that came out of Alabama? Was he a better player than Judy? Was he a better player than Henry Ruggs? They're all kind of the same, right? I know he won the Heisman, but he's kind of the same thing as all those other guys. And why not Tua?
So Tua not on here. Yeah. Jalen Hurts not on here.
Yeah, for me, this list is. There's something just off about it. What about Jaden Daniels, by the way? His season last year was as good as anybody's. I mean, 40 touchdowns, 4 picks, and ran for 1,000 yards. I mean, he's right up there. He was as good as anyone.
855-212-4227. Again, you can weigh in the greatest college football player since 2000. I went Tim Tebow, Reggie Bush, Vince Young. Perloff, your top three were who?
Vince Young, Cam Newton, Joe Burrow. And then Tim Tebow, 4.
There you go. Hey, Pete, can we do a little Aaron Rodgers? Yeah? Okay. 1 second. Aaron Rodgers not on the list.
By the way, I put Tebow. I had to say Tebow just so lightning doesn't strike to you.
You got to
be careful.
You got to know who to keep happy.
Yeah, I know what you're doing with your list, number one.
I'm trying to score points.
You're trying to score
points. The big guy.
And yeah, also, Tebow's been in the studio. Nice guy. We don't want to say anything bad about him.
Yeah, what I mean.
If your day sounds like.
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Being the big guy, I'm not talking about Urban Meyer.
Yeah.
When it comes to Tebow. We're talking about the man upstairs. No, I really do think Tebow was the greatest. It's funny.
Aaron, I totally get it.
We're about to do an Aaron Rodgers segment. No Rodgers, Marshawn Lynch.
Wait, college football player?
Yeah, since
from Cal.
No, yeah, from Cal good. Made the list.
Yeah. I just think that like you got to take the team into account, right? Like, I'm sorry,
Khalil Mack's on this list. Do you have any idea what Buffalo did that year?
Well, people were watching Khalil Mack because I thought he might be the number one pick, but no. Listen. It's a Wednesday night and Buffalo's on Maction. I'm checking it out. But.
No doubt. All right, let's hit it.
What the f*** is Aaron Rodgers up to today?
He is livid, according to reports. Aaron Rodgers, full frustration on display, Jets training camp yesterday. A couple reasons. One, got picked off on a ball that was perfectly thrown, according to reports, went off Alan Lazard's hands. So he's not happy about that. And then more angry, Pearl. Because he got his foot stepped on. They're not sure who it was. Apparently the center, I forgot, I'm blanking on his name, Tippmann, which is a heck of a name for a football player. He was botching shotgun snaps all over the place, like making Rodgers jump up to get these shotgun snaps, just could not put it on his hands. And then also is either Tippmann or Simpson, one of the offensive linemen, stepped on Aaron Rodgers' foot. And he was really angry.
Yeah, I mean, I think
sloppy, he said.
That's hitting on the key issue to the Jets season. How much confidence does Aaron Rodgers have in his Achilles? And I think
separate, say offensive line.
Well, no, it's not even that. I'm not worried about that. Think about the mental impact of tearing your Achilles in 4 plays into the game. Like, are you really going to be confident that it's going to hold up? And I think that's why Rodgers went crazy. I think he's anxious about it. That, to me, that's what I heard.
Well, I wonder if it's a lot of things combined, right? Like, you're jumping all over the place just to catch a shotgun snap. Like, that's not the kind of reps that you're probably hoping for. Though you get that stuff worked out maybe now in training camp, and it's not week one when you're in San Francisco with 80,000 people screaming their heads off, and then the snaps are going over your head. So I guess if you can work out the kinks, do it now. But this is not, I'm sure, what he wants the first week of training camp. Is to just be leaping all over the place. And then also, your own guys step on your foot, you kind of realize maybe how tenuous this whole thing is.
Yes.
And
well, here's a question. Yeah, and will he be confident to, you know, Rodgers moves. Like, will he roll out of the pocket? Will he hold on to the football? Will he just throw it away? I don't know. This is. I was high on the Jets last week, and now I'm a little nervous.
Well, here's the thing, though. Athletes are not like us, right? They can't think about this stuff. They have to trust the rehab and trust themselves, or else they wouldn't be able to get back on the field.
No, that's, you say that, but coming off an Achilles, even an athlete, is, you've got to think about it. I mean, listen, there's been, in the history of sports, not everybody gets back to where they were.
You know, we're talking about who was the greatest college football player since 2000. It's this list that ESPN put out that Perloff and I have some beef with. And Adrian Peterson is not on the list either. We're talking about a guy who came back from injury and was like set a new timeline for how sports injuries are even perceived.
Yeah, I mean, he was the guy who would have won the Heisman, but they didn't vote for freshmen at that time. And they have since changed that. I mean, he was ridiculous. I mean, even Bush was great, but I don't know if he was better than Adrian Peterson in college. That was a force of nature.
855-212-4227. We see you guys on the phones. Greatest college football player since 2000. Andrew Bogish is here with headlines. We will get to you guys. We promise. We want to hear from you because these are some great nominees you have. Bogues, good morning.
Guys, good morning. Your headlines are sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. Remember that sweet idea about doing the Olympic triathlon in the Seine in Paris? Well, the fears of the river being too dirty for competition are now reality. After training sessions were canceled Sunday and Monday, today's men's triathlon now postponed to tomorrow because of poor water quality. The women's event is also tomorrow, with Friday being held as a makeup date. There is rain in the forecast for tonight and tomorrow morning in Paris, and rain usually raises the levels of bad things like E. coli. So best of luck for swimming in that river at some point in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, you might want to check that out before the Olympics start.
Yeah, Pete, they have. Have you been paying attention?
Ridiculous. No, I haven't. It's been a total joke since the opening ceremony, so I haven't been paying attention.
Oh, you're right about it being a joke about them swimming in the Seine. This was doomed from the very beginning. There has to be a plan B. You can't have people swimming in poop water.
Well, I mean, they've been trying so... I mean, this has been such a big story. Bogus is right. They've been trying everything. Every day they talk about this stupid
river.
They
threw the mayor in. She swam like 10 feet. Like, see, I made it.
Yeah, then there were other people who are like literally going number two in the river to also make some kind of statement here. Is there... What's the French word for give it up? Like the French words.
Just, get lost. That's what it means.
There's got to be a plan B. There's not... We can't get anything else. There's not a pool.
I think you did a little pivot there. Pete's like, the entire Olympics is a joke. You're like, and you said, you're right, Pete. The Seine is a joke.
Well,
I think Pete is, Pete is extending it. We should do a daily Pete Pilotti, I hate the Olympics take.
He's not watching it.
That's right. Back to you.
You don't hate watching it at all?
No. I want to watch for the Olympians, but all this other stuff around it just doesn't help it. It doesn't help the cause at all. Whatsoever. Everything that happened in the beginning, everything that's happening now with the water. I mean, you would think before you get nominated for having Olympic Games, you would check your water.
Well, also, you just don't have to up the degree of difficulty this high, right? They've done triathlons ever since the Olympics, I don't know, since the ancient Greeks. I have no idea how long they've been doing it, and I feel like this is the first time we've really been dealing with water quality. There has to be a better place to swim.
Yeah, I don't think they had bikes in ancient Greece, so I don't
they
know.
Didn't?
I don't think the original.
I thought Greeks invented bikes.
I don't know that this, but it's certainly not the first time. And there has to be a plan B. There has to be another place to go to get this.
But do
I forgot
this
about
done.
The bikes.
Yeah.
There is a plan B.
You can
for
run.
Forever.
Yeah. Marathon is named after a city in Greece. Right?
Because I actually listened to the Andrew Bogus updates, I thought you did lay out a plan B at some point when you've been doing the Seine story.
False. You don't actually listen.
There's somewhere else. There's
if
another
you remember
location.
That nugget, great. I don't remember what it is.
Well, they should just go. I love the surfing in Tahiti. They should just bring it all to Tahiti.
Although it got rained out yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
I know Colin Jost is there.
I know. I saw
not
the
being
same
funny.
Clip.
Yeah. All right. I'm sure it's hard.
For him.
It's hard. What's that?
That's the usual for him.
Not being funny.
I think he is funny, but he's like their weird surfing correspondent.
I'm just interested. He's married to Scarlett Johansson, right?
Maybe yes. he promised that she would be or, there in a bikini or something. Because I don't know how he got the gig.
Definitely what happened.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean,
you got to overpromise.
There's only one Snoop Dogg to call every other sport. So they needed other talent. Snoop Dogg can't call 40 different sports, Maggie.
Yeah,
so.
He can't be in Paris and Tahiti all at once.
Maybe he should check the water, too. Maybe it might help with that.
It's probably been so high, he's thought he's been in a different place when he was.
I don't know if it's AI or really Snoop. I heard this, saw this clip of Snoop calling ping pong the other day. Oh no, it was badminton. It was the most electric badminton call I've ever seen. Snoop Dogg should just be
How
on
many
every
have you
sport.
Seen?
What's that?
How many have you seen
I
before?
I have no idea. But Snoop is Mr. Olympics. It's just crazy. He can fix this end. I think you're right, Maggie. Like, we got
to
get
there with like, what kind of pool skimmer?
Yeah.
Trying to get all the bad stuff out.
Yes, as have they put Snoop on the job. That is the key question here.
He's got cleaner bong water than the sin.
I'm about to say,
great line.
Cool life problem now, marijuana problems.
Man,
I came away from yesterday's show thinking about something, Maggie. You said that Snoop is definitely going to light the Olympic torch with a blunt. It's going to be amazing. Well, LA, it's his Olympics.
Did you see the Snoop NBC pin that everyone's trying to get?
No.
In the pin trading. So it's him and he's exhaling the Olympic rings.
Cool. Yeah. And I bet he could probably do it.
Yeah. You probably can't color them the way you did in the pin.
What are there, five?
Yeah, there's
That's
five.
One exhale.
Yeah. You got to get that.
Pete, Olympic coverage?
I'm not watching it. Back to you.
Poop in the water. Back to you guys.
There's more problems. Back to you.
And other things, Pete is not watching. Huge game in Group A in men's basketball right now. Spain and Greece both lost their openers, so today's basically a must win, and they are deep in the fourth quarter. Spain leads 73-71, 3:30 left in that game. Giannis has 24 points for Greece. Nobody else on his team has more than 14.
What about the Sudan, that team?
They play tomorrow against Team USA.
Right. I think that's the only chance for the USA to lose.
They lost to Puerto Rico in 2004, but Puerto Rico already lost to South Sudan. Those are the two countries they have left.
Has Durant requested a trade still or no?
That old joke.
Yeah, it's going to keep going. We have, 13 days left in this Olympics? Or?
You want to know what's going to happen. It's, you know, this is supposed to be like LeBron's thing, and Durant's going to come out and be the star.
That's right.
It'd be kind of funny.
Somebody else.
We were talking about in the bullpen, Jason Tatum's going to play 42 minutes in a 40-minute game.
He's going to coach the game.
Steve Kerr is not loving all this. I mean, you could screw up a game. Who'd they beat? You could
Serbia.
Screw up
Serbia.
A game. I'm sorry. We could argue about whether you need to play Tatum. I think Steve Kerr is such a headache over not playing Jason Tatum. I think it's the last thing he would ever do again.
I think he's got to be like, I have to coach Draymond Green.
Yeah.
I thought this would be like a reprieve, you know, and now I've got to get this kind of, you know, BS from the media and everything else about Jason Tatum's feelings.
Yeah, it's totally, it's not even his feelings, it's our feelings. And I know you don't care, Maggie, but I think a lot of people are like, Steve Kerr is an idiot.
Meanwhile,
what's he doing?
Nobody was even sure that Jason Tatum would ever win like 2 months ago. And now all of a sudden he's our national treasure who must be protected at all costs and his feelings.
Also, this time last week, we were knee deep in an EJ referendum on the USA men's basketball program. They just beat Serbia by double digits and didn't play Jason Tatum.
Yeah, right.
One game.
I think they're good.
Oh my God.
Nobody's like the Duke player this much since I don't even know when.
Well, I was thinking
Jay Billis. You better hope Team USA goes undefeated, Bogus, because if they lose a game, it's dark for you.
I remain very confident.
How about this from the chat? YouTube.com/InfinitySportsNet. Gin and E. coli. With my mind on E. coli and E. coli on my mind. It's the new Snoop hit.
Let's get to some NFL trash talk now. Receivers Devontae Adams and Amon-Ra St. Brown went head-to-head on Hot Ones, that show about chicken wings. They had to eat a wing or answer a question. They both passed on the poultry to share their least favorite NFL fans. Here's St. Brown first.
All right, I'm going to give two. I hate the Packers fans just because it's Green Bay. I play for Detroit. But I think some of the worst fans was the Falcons.
Really?
When we played them my rookie year, no one was there. Terrible. I'm like, yo.
Oh, so you're looking at it as far as support toward their team.
Right.
Okay.
Because I hate Green Bay. Their fans, I mean, they have good fans for the team, but I hate them.
Right.
But I don't know. Is there that much to do in Atlanta? I don't know. Because ain't nobody going to the game.
So he's got two. Davante Adams has infinity.
I haven't had a personal interaction with him, but I feel like Philly always gets Philly, the Patriots, and then probably the Bills. All the snowballs and all of that during the game, like, that's just a lack of respect for another man. You paid to come to my game, and you trying to, like, you more focused on hitting me with a snowball.
Mm-hmm. So that's Patriots, Bills, Eagles, but don't forget about the Commanders.
Then you got the Washington football team. I mean, they obviously just miserable because the stadium is horrible. The city is not great at all. I'm probably going to get somebody at my front door after this, but that's just how I feel.
Nation's capital.
That stadium is a disaster. That part is right. But what's wrong with the city of Washington, D.C.? I've heard nothing, but that's a nice city. You went to college there.
I went to college there. I mean, it's way better now. And the football team's the only thing that matters. I mean, I guess...
The stadium is a disaster. It's all uncovered for the Daniel Snyder.
They don't like the president's race.
But they're probably staying in Virginia, though, right, when they play the...
They probably do. They have a practice facility in Virginia. They're trying to get a new stadium, and no politician would give Dan Snyder any money, which is part of the reason they had to get him out.
Good job.
Okay, can we go back to Atlanta for a second?
Mm-hmm.
So he's calling out Atlanta because nobody was there. So let's go back to Amon-Ra St. Brown's rookie season. This is 2021. This was a Falcons team with a 36-year-old Matt Ryan and Arthur Smith.
Yeah.
Cordell Patterson was like the breakout star that year. Remember, he like ended up becoming like their most important player. There was not much to show up for this year for the Falcons, so I don't really want to blame their fans.
I agree with you. I mean, Atlanta is a really good football town. Their team just isn't the Falcons. It's the Georgia Bulldogs. I mean, you tell me anyone who gives a crap about the Atlanta Falcons. I mean, that you're pointing at 30-year-old Matt Ryan. This is 30 years of not caring about the Falcons.
Also, by the way, they didn't play the Lions until... Oh, it was the day after Christmas. This doesn't hold up.
No.
They were 6-8. They just come off a loss. They got beat up by the San Francisco 49ers on the road. It's the day after Christmas, and they got a losing team. Like, nobody's coming out for this game.
Wait, but Maggie, you can't.
They won the game,
by
the way.
You can't possibly disagree as far as loyalty. Yes, I mean, this is a team that piped in crowd noise, and they get 80 million people for a soccer game. Everybody's wearing a G on their head. This is an obvious statement to me.
I don't know.
They're definitely like the Atlanta Falcons. Show me a Falcons fan who doesn't live in Georgia. That is one of the least overall popular teams we've ever had. No offense.
There's one here.
I mean, yeah.
Randomly, Salicata from the fan.
They know a lot about football because Georgia. That's a great thing going on down there.
Yeah, I don't know.
I do think you can't really say, a fan base is bad because their team is bad. Like, the Commanders and Falcons, they can't help the helpless situation that they were in. I don't think it's fair to bash the fans.
I mean, in D.C., when this used to be a proud franchise had this longest season ticket holder waiting list that, you know, this was the hottest thing in town. The two beats I know for the media was either the White House or Washington football. That was it. The only things that mattered. And the owner ran it into the ground. That's not the fans' fault.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a bit of a mess, though, because of the stadium situation. So from his perspective, all he's seeing is what he's actually seeing. He doesn't know the background.
Also, can I defend Bills fans throwing snowballs?
Oh, here we are.
No.
You use whatever you have at your disposal to create a home field advantage.
Oh, come on.
I've always said I wanted them in a dome. I want them in a dome. I'm on record. I saw the GM for the Browns said this the other day. They're talking about a new stadium. He goes, we have athletes. It's not gladiator times. Thank you very much. Let's let the athletes be athletes. Put them in a dome. But home field advantage is using everything you got.
First of all, no offense to Bills fans, but they are JV at throwing snowballs. Are there batteries inside those snowballs? I don't even want to hear about Bills fans.
Throw things on the field, okay.
Nobody loves violence more than Maggie. It's unbelievable.
So if there were chairs not tied down, would you throw chairs?
Yeah. You know, whatever you got.
But wait.
Bears fans and Packers fans have been dealing with snow in their stadium for 100 years. They haven't had issues with snowballs being thrown at players.
Because they're not getting creative enough, EJ. That's why.
Yes.
You know, try harder.
They're just good at football, so they don't need to throw snowballs.
Yeah, the Bears. Yeah.
Try that.
They've been awesome. All right, we got to wrap that up. We have our question out for you. Thank you, Bogut. Who is the greatest college football player since the year 2000? We will get to you guys. We see you, Titus and Mark. These are great submissions, so we'll get to that next. Maggie Perloff. The greatest college football player since 2000 is... You fill in the blank. ESPN put out a list. They think it's Ndamukong Suh. Going to respectfully disagree. I think it's Tim Tebow. Perloff, you went with
Vince Young.
Yeah,
of course.
Suh was amazing. He is awesome. But if you're asking me the greatest, probably have to be a quarterback, and I would say Tebow. Reggie Bush was number two for me. Vince Young was three. You had three quarterbacks at the top of your list, Pearl.
Yeah, so I went Vince Young, Cam Newton, Joe Burrow, and I want to put Tebow in at four so nobody gets mad at me.
Okay, let's go to the phones, 855-212-4227. Titus is in Alabama, but not picking a player who played for the Tide or Auburn. Hey, Titus, how are you?
How about yourself?
We're doing great. Who's your greatest college football player since 2000?
I'm going with Jameis Winston.
Why?
He's from Alabama, and I just like him. He don't get enough praise to me, even though, you know, about the off-the-field stuff, but he don't get enough praise. He was good in college.
He was great in college.
Beyond good in college, great in college.
That was an amazing Florida State team. I can't believe he's not higher on the list.
Yeah, Red, where is he on the list? I ain't seen it yet.
He's not on the list, and he's not even in the first 10 people left off the list.
There's a lot of reasons for that, but red shirt freshman, what he did that year was awesome.
Well, right, he did, you know, it could be Titus. Everything that happened off the field too with him might have dinged him a little bit, but which kind of did ruin his college career, because I think after that championship year, he was never the same.
He wasn't the same, but I mean, listen, they're asking him these questions about what happened. Titus, thank you so much with this young girl. It was issues of consent and stuff like that, and they're asking about it at the Heisman ceremony, but he still won the Heisman. Mm-hmm. You know. But, yeah, obviously the Jameis off-the-field stuff certainly has hurt him.
I mean, also, too, I know whoever wrote this list, if Jameis had a good pro career, then he would have been higher on this list. But, I'm sorry. That's just the way this list works.
Well, maybe. But if you're talking about, like, character concerns, yeah. I mean, Deshaun Watson, not in college, but post, obviously, has, you know, we're looking at his everything in a different light, and he certainly made the list.
Well, I mean, this isn't character necessarily, but Ndamukong Suh was always a sort of
stepped on somebody.
He was always grumpy. I don't know if that counts. And actually, there are a lot of guys with character on this list. Cam Newton got kicked out of Florida.
Yep.
I mean, there's a different kind of characters. Like recruiting now, that stuff looks so small. Reggie Bush lost his Heisman. I mean, whatever. What Jameis was accused of was way different, but it is an odd omission here.
Totally. Let's go to Mark is in Houston. Mark, you're going with a non-quarterback. No, you are going with a quarterback. I'm sorry.
Hello?
Yeah, who do you have, Mark?
Oh, come on. If we're going by impact player, you got to go with Johnny Football, man. Dude, that's must-see TV.
Johnny Football is like the Caitlin Clark of 2010's college football. He was the man.
He was amazing, man. I mean, he didn't win a championship, but dude, A&M never did anything. He put him on the map.
But, Mark, you're from Houston, land of Vince Young. Yeah. What about him?
Hey, Vince Young is number one. Vince Young is number one.
Right.
That USC-Texas game, that was the best championship game I've ever seen. It was amazing.
Yeah. Vince Young definitely has a case. He's the best for Perloff. You're right about Manziel. The fact that Manziel, Mark, is not on this list and not in the first 10 left out of the list is also crazy. I mean, you know, it was... The thing is you have other guys on the list who have these really high peaks, you know, in one season. And Manziel obviously has the all-time season, and then the next year it wasn't as good.
But it was still pretty good.
It was still, it wasn't bad. What did they go, 7-5?
I know. Did they get I remember, when did they play Duke on New Year's Eve? Anyway, yeah, I think he wasn't that bad his second year.
Well, he admits that he
wasn't. I mean, it was a nothing A&M team, and he took out an unbeatable Alabama team.
Sorry,
that was just one amazing year. That was just amazing.
You're right. And, Mark, if you're talking about all-time amazing years, thank you for the phone call and saying Johnny Manziel, because he deserves to be on the list. You know, Joe Burrow was a one all-time year. Cam Newton, it was one all-time year.
Yeah.
You have other guys who it's been one year, and yet Johnny Manziel's year, which is funny to call him the Caitlin Clark of Texas A&M football. And you watch the documentary, I mean, help them as their, you know, moving back to the SEC, I mean, all the extra, you know, stadium upgrades because of Manziel. I mean, just so many things in A&M they have Manziel to thank for.
Can I just read you real quick Cam Newton's college stats? He ran for 1,515 yards and 21 touchdowns, and also threw 30 touchdowns and just 7 picks. I think you went to that title game,
I was
right?
At the title game.
Auburn or Oregon?
Yep.
I mean,
in Arizona.
I just can't imagine there's actually a better college football player than Cam Newton was at that single year.
Yeah, I mean, I got to be on the sidelines at the very end of that. Unreal.
Yeah, he was fantastic.
And we went to Auburn earlier that year with SI. Yeah. We got to sit down with Gene Chizik, and Cam would actually, it was right before the SEC championship game, and there was a thought that he might not be eligible to play. Super dramatic. A
lot going on that year, but he was, as a player, I mean, gosh, him and Vince Young to me stand out.
Coming up, more of your thoughts on who is the greatest college football player since 2000. We also have a finals to get to. A winner has emerged. Who is it? I'll tell you next.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Because ain't nobody going to the game.
So he's got two. Davante Adams has infinity.
I haven't had a personal interaction with him, but I feel like Philly always gets Philly, the Patriots, and then probably the Bills. All the snowballs and all of that during the game, like, that's just a lack of respect for another man. You paid to come to my game, and you trying to, like, you more focused on hitting me with a snowball.
Mm-hmm. So that's Patriots, Bills, Eagles, but don't forget about the Commanders.
Then you got the Washington football team. I mean, they obviously just miserable because the stadium is horrible. The city is not great at all. I'm probably going to get somebody at my front door after this, but that's just how I feel.
Nation's capital.
That stadium is a disaster. That totally. Part is right. But yeah. What's wrong with the city of Washington, D.C.? I've heard nothing, but that's a nice city. You went to college there.
I went to college there. I mean, it's way better now. And the football team's the only thing that matters. I mean, I guess...
The stadium is a disaster. It's all uncovered for the Daniel Snyder.
I don't like the president's race. And,
but they're probably staying in Virginia, though, right, when they play the...
They probably do. They have a practice facility in Virginia. They're trying to get a new stadium, and no politician would give Dan Snyder any money, which is part of the reason they had to get him out.
Good job.
Okay, can we go back to Atlanta for a second?
Mm-hmm.
So he's calling out Atlanta because nobody was there. So let's go back to Amon-Ra St. Brown's rookie season. This is 2021. This was a Falcons team with a 36-year-old Matt Ryan and Arthur Smith.
Yeah.
Cordell Patterson was like the breakout star that year. Remember, he like ended up becoming like their most important player. There was not much to show up for this year for the Falcons, so I don't really want to blame their fans.
I agree with you. I mean, Atlanta is a really good football town. Their team just isn't the Falcons. It's the Georgia Bulldogs. I mean, you tell me anyone who gives a crap about the Atlanta Falcons. I mean, that you pointed at 30-year-old Matt Ryan. This is 30 years of not caring about the Falcons.
Also, by the way, they didn't play the Lions until... it was the day after Christmas. This doesn't hold up.
No.
They were 6-8. They just come off a loss. They got beat up by the San Francisco 49ers on the road. It's the day after Christmas, and they got a losing team. Like, nobody's coming out for this game.
Wait, but Maggie, you can't.
They won the game,
by
the way.
You can't possibly disagree as far as loyalty. Yes, I mean, this is a team that piped in crowd noise, and they get 80 million people for a soccer game. Everybody's wearing a G on their head. This is an obvious statement to me.
I don't know.
They're definitely like the Atlanta Falcons. Show me a Falcons fan who doesn't live in Georgia. That is one of the least overall popular teams we've ever had. No offense.
There's one here.
I mean, yeah.
Randomly, Salicata from the fan.
They know a lot about football because they're, yeah, Georgia. That's a great thing going on down there.
Yeah, I don't know.
I do think you can't really say, a fan base is bad because their team is bad. Like, the Commanders and Falcons, they can't help the helpless situation that they were in. I don't think it's fair to bash the fans.
I mean, in D.C., like, when this used to be a proud franchise had this longest season ticket holder waiting list that, you know, this was the hottest thing in town. The two beats I know for the media was either the White House or Washington football. That was it. The only things that mattered. And the owner ran it into the ground. That's not the fans' fault.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a bit of a mess, though, because of the stadium situation. So from his perspective, all he's seeing is what he's actually seeing. He doesn't know the background.
Also, can I defend Bill's fans throwing snowballs?
Oh, here we are.
No.
You use whatever you have at your disposal to create a home field advantage.
Oh, come on.
I've always said I wanted them in a dome. I want them in a dome. I'm on record. I saw the GM for the Browns said this the other day. They're talking about a new stadium. He goes, we have athletes. It's not gladiator times. Thank you very much. Let's let the athletes be athletes. Put them in a dome. But home field advantage is using everything you got.
First of all, no offense to Bills fans, but they are JV at throwing snowballs. Are there batteries inside those snowballs? I don't even want to hear about Bills fans.
Throw things on the field, okay.
Nobody loves violence more than Maggie. It's unbelievable.
So if there were chairs not tied down, would you throw chairs?
Yeah. You know, whatever you got.
But wait.
Bears fans and Packers fans have been dealing with snow in their stadium for 100 years. They haven't had issues with snowballs being thrown at players.
Because they're not getting creative enough, EJ. That's why.
Yes.
You know, try harder.
They're just good at football, so they don't need to throw snowballs.
Yeah, the Bears. Yeah. Try that. They've been awesome. All right, we got to wrap that up. We have our question out for you. Thank you, Bogus. Who is the greatest college football player since the year 2000? We will get to you guys. We see you, Titus and Mark. These are great submissions, so we'll get to that next. Maggie Perloff. The greatest college football player since 2000 is... You fill in the blank. ESPN put out a list. They think it's Adamican Sue. Going to respectfully disagree. I think it's Tim Tebow. Perloff, you went with
Vince Young,
yeah,
of course.
And Sue was amazing. He is awesome. But if you're asking me the greatest, probably have to be a quarterback, and I would say Tebow. Reggie Bush was number two for me. Vince Young was three. You had three quarterbacks at the top of your list, Pearl.
Yeah, so I went Vince Young, Cam Newton, Joe Burrow, and I want to put Tebow in at four so nobody gets mad at me.
Okay, let's go to the phones. 855-212-4227. Titus is in Alabama, but not picking a player who played for the Tide or Auburn. Hey, Titus, how are you?
How about yourself?
We're doing great. Who's your greatest college football player since 2000?
I'm going with Jameis Winston.
Why?
He's from Alabama, and I just liked him. He don't get enough praise to me, even though, you know, about the off-the-field stuff, but he don't get enough praise. He was good in it.
He was great in college. That was an amazing Florida State team. I can't believe he's not higher on the list.
Yeah, Red. Where is he on the list? I ain't seen it yet.
He's not on the list, and he's not even in the first 10 people left off the list.
There's a lot of reasons for that, but Red Shirt Freshman, what he did that year was awesome.
Well, right. He did, you know, it could be Titus. Everything that happened off the field, too, with him might have dinged him a little bit, which kind of did ruin his college career, because I think after that championship year, he was never the same.
He wasn't the same, but, I mean, listen, they're asking him these questions about what happened. Titus, thank you so much with this young girl. It was issues of consent and stuff like that. And they're asking about it at the Heisman ceremony, but he still won the Heisman, you know? But, yeah, obviously the Jameis off-the-field stuff certainly has hurt him.
I mean, also, too, I know whoever wrote this list, if Jameis had a good pro career, then he would have been higher on this list. But I'm sorry, that's just the way this list works.
Well, maybe, but if you're talking about, like, character concerns, yeah. I mean, Deshaun Watson, not in college, but post, obviously, has, you know, we're looking at his everything in a different light, and he certainly made the list.
Well, I mean, this isn't character necessarily, but Adamican Sue was always a sort of
stepped on somebody.
He was always grumpy. I don't know if that counts. And there are a lot of guys with character on this list. Cam Newton got kicked out of Florida.
Yep.
There's a different kind of characters. Like recruiting now, that stuff looks so small. Reggie Bush lost his Heisman. I mean, whatever. What Jameis was accused of was way different, but it is an odd omission here.
Totally. Let's go to Mark is in Houston. Mark, you're going with a non-quarterback.
You are going with a
quarterback. I'm sorry.
Hello?
Yeah, who do you have, Mark?
Oh, come on. If we're going by impact player, you got to go with Johnny Football, man. Dude, that's must-see TV.
Johnny Football is like the Caitlin Clark of 2010's college football. He was the man.
He was amazing, man. I mean, he didn't win a championship, but... Dude, A&M never did anything. He put him on the map.
But, Mark, you're from Houston, land of Vince Young. Yeah. What about him?
Vince Young is number one. Vince Young is number one.
Right.
That USC-Texas game, that was the best championship game I've ever seen. It was amazing.
Yeah. Vince Young definitely has a case. He's the best for Perloff. You're right about Manziel. The fact that Manziel, Mark, is not on this list and not in the top, the first 10 left out of the list is also crazy. I mean, you know, it was... The thing is you have other guys on the list who have these really high peaks, you know, in one season. And Manziel obviously has the all-time season, and then the next year it wasn't as good.
But it was still pretty good.
It was still, it wasn't bad. What did they go, 7-5
I know. Did they get a, I remember, when did they play Duke on New Year's Eve? Anyway, yeah, I think he wasn't that bad his second year.
Well, he admits
that
he
wasn't. I mean,
it was
a nothing A&M team, and he took out an unbeatable Alabama team.
Sorry,
that was
they
just
were
one amazing year. That was just amazing.
You're right. And Mark, if you're talking about all-time amazing years, thank you for the phone call and saying Johnny Manziel, because he deserves to be on the list. You know, Joe Burrow was a one all-time year. Cam Newton, it was one all-time year.
Yeah.
Bake, I mean, you have other guys who it's been one year, and yet Johnny Manziel's year, which is funny to call him the Caitlin Clark of Texas A&M football. And you watch the documentary, I mean, help them as they're, you know, moving back to the SEC. I mean, all the extra, you know, stadium upgrades because of Manziel. I mean, just so many things in A&M. They have Manziel to thank for.
Can I just read you real quick Cam Newton's college stats? He ran for 1,515 yards and 21 touchdowns, and also threw 30 touchdowns and just 7 picks. I think you went to that title game, right?
I was at the title game.
Auburn or Oregon?
Yep.
I mean,
in Arizona.
I just can't imagine there's actually a better college football player than Cam Newton was at that single year.
Yeah, I mean, I got to be on the sidelines at the very end of that. Unreal.
Yeah, he was fantastic.
And we went to Auburn earlier that year with SI. Yeah. We got to sit down with Gene Chizik, and Cam would actually, it was right before the SEC championship game, and there was a thought that he might not be eligible to play. Super dramatic.
A lot going on that year, but he was, as a player, I mean, gosh, him and Vince Young to me stand out.
Coming up, more of your thoughts on who is the greatest college football player since 2000. We also have a finals to get to. A winner has emerged. Who is it? I'll tell you next.